Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We are back again here in the dear year 2015, once again to educate you, empower you, and yes, schoolhouse rock you with regard to your business website and helping you get the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, web design, hey, we love your questions. Whatever, SEO, PPC, social media, content marketing, what it all means to your business, please don't be shy. Hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com or just hit that big, beautiful ask a question button to your right on our website. Now, I don't know how many of you were geeking out over the holidays. Hopefully not many, because that's our job. We'll do it for you. But in case you missed it, I teased this on last week's podcast, by the way. On December 26th, the Italian Competition Authority in Italy, in case you don't know where Italian comes from, other than that, I'm being redundant. The Italian Competition Authority fined TripAdvisor. They fined TripAdvisor for, quote unquote, not preventing fake negative reviews on the site. Now, I've ranted about this kind of stuff for months, and this is a great example of what I've been getting at. These online review sites, TripAdvisor, Yelp, Urban Spoon, and the rest, yada, yada, in theory, they are really good. Real reviews of real businesses written by real people. Sounds like it should work. Truth is, I've gotten some solid recommendations by making use of the ratings on those very sites. But truth is, I understand that there are a lot of faux ratings on there. Faux ratings, fake ratings, whatever you want to call them, they range from the hysterical rantings of people whose entire miserable lives are ruined by a lukewarm bowl of soup at a restaurant to unscrupulous business owners who actually do pay people to give their competitors bad reviews. Seriously, this happens. Now, we all know how to handle those aforementioned hysterical rantings that usually are just absolutely crazy. If they rate a business 1 star out of 5, it's probably really a 3. If they rate it a 0, it probably deserves a 2. But the aforementioned unscrupulous ratings are something else altogether, though. Occasionally, they are well done and appear to be legitimate. But let's cut to the chase here. It's just us, and we're not worried about hurting anyone's feelings. We're talking turkey. Most, and by most I mean over half, most of the illegitimate reviews online show themselves to be illegitimate through the nature of their verbiage. Now, everyone has a bad day, but the problem is, if you're a business and you're having a bad day with the wrong customer, it can wind up in print and exaggerated on these online review forums. And don't even get me started on Ripoff Report and similar sites like them who allow virtually anyone to post anything about your business and then they want to charge you thousands of dollars to have it removed. Often these quote-unquote reviewers paint almost impossible scenarios of ineptitude that are made even more improbable by comparison to the other middling to good reviews that that same business has. They stick out almost suspiciously a lot of the times. Granted, as I mentioned before, sometimes they're cleverly done to where you can't tell they're fake. Hey, it happens. And there certainly are some legitimate bad reviews. That definitely happens too. No business is perfect. But at the end of the day, this fine by the Italian Competition Authority, to the tune of $610,000, no less, serves as fair warning to the change in landscape and provides to all of you a glimpse at the real reason that search engines are getting ever more granular with their data scraping to get their information. In theory, these online review sites are a good idea, but then you have to factor in the human element. The element that says humans are animals, and some of these animals infiltrate these arenas and pollute them to the point of almost being invalid. I don't think these review sites are invalid as a whole, mind you. But this find serves as a wake-up call to all of these kinds of sites that they're going to have to do a better job themselves in screening reviews and improving validity and legitimacy. Google and the rest of the search engines are basically taking a step back and saying, hey Yelp, hey Urban Spoon, hey TripAdvisor, hey insert your favorite review site here. It's your job to moderate your forum and make sure the reviews that you allow to see the light of day are legitimate to the best of your knowledge. It's your job to validate this data. It's your job, not ours. If we can't rely on you and your reviews, we'll go elsewhere. I mean, look at it. If you're a business and you have a profile on these sites, you are vulnerable to a certain extent. And the search engines have gotten the willies of the illegitimate reviews on these sites, and they're basically saying, if we can't rely on you and your reviews, review sites, we will go elsewhere. And they are. That's why your blog and social media engagement are becoming more and more important than ever in 2015. I'd hate to be in the shoes of those review sites right now, to tell you the truth. It's no small task they have. Just ask the search engines. Heck, if everyone had played fair from day one with SEO, you wouldn't be listening to me blathering about SEO because there wouldn't really be much reason for it. Everything would be pretty cut and dried because it was simple back in the day. But as happens in every arena, you have those who game whatever system is in front of them, in this case, review sites, and it's everyone else who has to pay the price. So when we come back after the groundwork we've laid here, it will make even more sense to you why you and your blog and your social media profiles are so vitally important for your SEO in 2015.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. In that first segment, we talked about the Italian Competition Authority and the $610,000 fine that they slapped on TripAdvisor for failing to prevent negative reviews on their site. Now, what does this really mean to you? How does something like this affect your business? Well, it doesn't affect your business in a super direct kind of way, but it definitely affects your business. The effect on your business is twofold. The effect on your business is to make your blog and social media profiles even more important to your SEO mix than they already were. Now, as I explained in the first part of the show, these online review sites are, in theory, a good idea. The problem, however, is the human element. First off, many of us don't necessarily trust professional, quote unquote, professional reviews in newspapers, magazines, etc. Because while there are some legitimate reviews, there's been enough favoritism and funny business that's gone on over the years to where we've become a little skeptical. After all, those people are getting paid to do their reviews, paid to give their opinions. And not necessarily every publication is willing to give a less than stellar review to a restaurant or other business who is also a paid advertiser with them. Now, some of you are bristling with that statement, but you know it's true. It all comes down to money. And where there is money, there is the possibility of human compromise. Now, I'm not saying that these kinds of reviews can never be trusted. That would be preposterous. I'm merely pointing out the fact that there has been enough compromise over the years that we've all become aware of to where we don't trust them like we once did. We got to the point where we needed a better platform to get truthful reviews. Wow, here comes the internet. Finally, we can get real reviews from real people and get a better idea of what restaurant to bring our date to this weekend. A better idea of what mechanics we can trust to get a fair deal with car repairs. A better idea of where we should have our wedding. A better idea of where we should buy our next computer or printer. The list goes on and on. Google and the rest of the search engines originally saw the validity in these review sites, just as we did, and they thought the same thing we did. In addition, they thought, hey, we can incorporate these review sites into our search algorithm and make it easier for people to find these reviews for the products and services they seek. And so it was done. Problem is, as I previously mentioned, the problem is that unscrupulous business types saw the potential in leaving fake negative reviews on their competitors' profiles on these review sites, under fake names, of course. Add to that the aforementioned ridiculous, hysterical reviews, and you've got a quagmire, giggity giggity, of questionable information. This basically has left the search engines exactly where we as consumers were with regard to the professional reviews and publications. Not totally discounting them, but having enough doubt to want to search for a better resource. So the search engines wound up exactly where we were with regard to the professional reviews in publications. All it takes is a reasonable doubt, people. So now the search engines are looking at your blog. They're looking at your social media profiles. They're looking at your engagement and interaction with your audience. The search engines believe this is where they can find real truth. And they're right. How often are you posting to your blog? How often are you posting to your social media? What are you posting on your blog? Is it engaging? And are people sticking around to read it and possibly comment? What are you posting on your social media? Is it engaging? Are you getting in any interaction with your audience? Are you broadcasting your blog posts on your social media profiles? Are you consistent with both your blog posts and your social media posts? You see, the search engines have found out that you can't truly fake honest interaction. Not over the long haul. The search engines can see that you have 3,000 Facebook followers or likes or whatever the hell they're going to be calling them by the time this podcast comes out. They see that you have 3,000 likes but are lucky to get even one or two comments or thumbs ups when you do a post. That does not look too good. Granted, it does take time to build an audience. But you have to be consistent to do it, and the search engines can see that as well. The bottom line is that SEO is no longer just about getting found. It's about improving engagement with your content by your audience. It's about user experience, and that engagement and experience is now factored into the search algorithms and is as much of a determining factor in your ranking as almost anything else. So it's not just about getting found. It's about that engagement and user experience, which feeds into you getting more easily found. It's a big circle. Write with your audience in mind. Write with your users in mind, first and foremost. What information will interest them and encourage them to leave a comment and contribute to the conversation? Sometimes your users can give you a helpful piece of information. Write for your users. Have clear calls to action on your website and make sure your website is as intuitive as possible. Don't make people have to dig too deep for the information they seek. Make it as easy as possible, because if it gets too difficult for them, it becomes easier to just click over to your competitor's website and just start over. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting, good homegrown PA company. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page, or email us info@minddnd.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.